I couldn't resist, sorry. Praise God. God is good, amen. Thank you, give you honor and glory, Lord, always. Praise to you, Father. Always, Lord. Always, always you, Lord. Glory to you. Glory to your name. Your name is above all, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your Spirit. Holy Spirit, you're always welcome in this place to do as you please, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Move, Lord. Touch, encourage, equip. Your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to see everybody. Most of you. In your houses, in your PJs. Good to see you guys, I think. I'm pretending I'm seeing you guys right now. But Happy New Year. I haven't seen you guys since last year. Long time ago. That joke never gets old. And we'll use it again. And we'll use it again next year. So stay tuned. Good to be back here. I know there's people still dealing with stuff. And there's attacks and physical illnesses and whatnot. So we try to use wisdom and precaution. But we call on the name of the Lord Jesus in any situation. We pray for healing, a healing touch. Whoever that may be, whatever home that may be, whatever home that may be, whatever body needs ailment, whatever body needs the healing touch of the Lord, we just pray for it now in Jesus' name. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. So we just thank you, Lord, for your healing touch, Lord. Move in their lives, Lord. Move in the homes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For those here, I see everybody's masked up, most of you. That's fine. That's okay. But outside, let's use precaution. Back to fist bumps. I'm not a fan of fist bumps. It makes you look cool, though, right? I'm sorry, monologue. Makes you look a little cool with fist bumps, but I'm a high five guy. But we'll get there. We'll get there. This too shall pass. Amen? Praise the Lord. What else were we going to announce? Oh, Tuesdays, right? We're back in campus. So youth, young adults, old adults, young at heart, whatever category you, if you want to come on Tuesday, you're more than welcome. That's on Tuesdays. Wednesdays, still through Zoom. We're talking about keeping our eyes on the Lord out of Psalm 16:8. All right, it's been a blessing the last 2 weeks. So tune in, stay tuned, continue to speak on that. And there's online giving offerings through the info is at isaiahrise.com. You can give through Zelle. There's the box in the back as well. So, amen. Praise God. We're going to be in the book of Luke, chapter 6 today, verses 12 through 19. Excuse me. And it reads like this. Before we would ask, are you there yet? Because everybody was flipping through their pages. And I almost said that. You guys there already? But it's quick now. But anyways, verse 12 says, now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountains to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself. And from them he chose 12 who he also named apostles. Simon, who he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called the Zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor. Verse 17. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him, and he healed them all. Amen. Praise God. So we see here in these verses that Jesus, they introduce, well, not introduce, but they talk about the disciples who he named apostles. And it shows us that they go into the multitudes and we see all the power that goes forth and all the miracles that are happening, all the signs and the wonders that are happening. But we see in these verses that there is a calling, right? There is a calling here that we see from these verses. And in these verses, we're going to look at three callings. Three, chapter three. Good job. Thank you. Points, Philip. But we see that we're going to see three callings. We're going to see that we're called to himself. We're called to a church family, or for you sports fans, to a church team. That was me. I had to put team in. And we're called to the nations, to the mission fields. Right? The Lord has a calling in each and every one of our lives. Yeah? You guys believe that? There's a calling in each and every one of our lives. He has called us to do great, wonderful, mighty things. We're called to go to the nations. We're going to go. We're going to do maybe a little bit reverse order. And we're going to start off with being called to the nations. A lot of times we want to end with that because, you know, you're out. Signs and wonders and great things. And that is awesome. Right? That is awesome. And we see that there in verse 17, it says here that when they came down with them, they stood at a level place. It says that the crowds, with the crowds of his disciples, a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem, right? It says that they all came, I'm trying to jump down. They all came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. They were tormented by unclean spirits and they were healed. They all sought to touch him, and it says that the power went out from him, and he healed them all. It says that he healed them all. Big multitude, right? So you get the picture. They're all coming. He's coming with disciples. They're all following him. And there was more than the 12, right? They're all coming. They're all following him. And the multitude is there, and they want Jesus. They want to be healed. They want to be touched by him. They want that power from on high. They want to be set free. And these are all great, marvelous, wonderful things, right? When people share their testimonies, their stories. I went here, I was at the market, and I started praying, and two people got saved, or whatever the case may be. We hear these stories, and they're encouraging to us, right? They're encouraging, and you get excited, and praise God, God is moving, right? You hear of things happening in another city, another country, another place, that the Lord is moving, and all these things you hear and you say, praise God. Right? I watch a lot of sports. Not too much, Lorraine. I watch a lot of sports. And there's something, I just leap. Like, I get excited. Sometimes I rewind it. Now that you can rewind, there's a function that you can rewind TV now. I'm not sure if you guys know that. But I get excited sometimes when they're interviewing the guy and he starts talking about Jesus, right? There's guys out there and they'll start talking and they start giving glory to God and praise to God. And I was like, yes, I like this guy now. I don't know what team he's on, but I like this guy. He needs to be on my team now. You get excited, right? Something's happening. The Lord is moving. And we are called to the nations. To the mission fields, right? The mission field can be your workplace, your school, right? When you step outside of here, that is the mission field. Amen? And it says in verse 13, we'll back up a little bit. In verse 13, it says, I'll get there. And from them, he chose 12, who he also named apostles, right? So these were from the disciples, and he named them apostles. An apostle simply means they were sent out. They were commissioned, right? They were sent out for a task, right? What was the task? Jesus said, come on, I'm going to show you, right? Let's go down. There's the multitude down there, and I'm going to show you, right? They were healed. Power went out, right? They were commissioned to go out, spread the message, spread the word. They were commissioned to go out, pray for the sick, help those in need. Right? Help the poor, the widow, the orphan, those that are hungry. They were sent out to do the good will of the Lord. John 20:21 says, "So Jesus said to them again, 'Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.'" And then we see that he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He breathed on them. John 14:12 said, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also." And here's the part we like. "And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." Acts 1:8 says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth." These are verses that get you a little fired up, right? You get excited. Greater things you shall do, right? You saw these things and greater things you will do, right? As the Father sent me, I send you. Receive my Spirit, right? Wait here till the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And then you will be my witnesses, right? We also know what happens in the book of Acts, the day of Pentecost. We know the power from on high. And then we know what happens in the apostles' lives. We know the miracles, the signs and wonders as we're learning. As on Sundays, as we're learning through the book of Acts, we see what's happening with the early church. And we see and we hear about these great miracles. We see if, as we know, as we've learned here, we put ourselves in the story. And we hear these miracles, of these great things that the Lord can do, that the Lord did in somebody's life, and the Lord can do still in our lives. Amen? He can do them in your life. These things can still happen. And we know and we heard of these things. So we're called to the nations. We're called to the mission field. We're called to go out. And some of you here, some of you listening, may say, "Sign me up. Where do I sign?" There's a clipboard in the back. No, there isn't. But some of you may say, "Where do I sign? I want that." You hear that and there's something leaps inside of you and you say, "Let's go. Let's go. I want to go. I want to go and do these greater things. I want the Lord to move in my life. I want my family to be healed. I want my family to be touched, transformed. I want my community. I want there to be a breakthrough in this city." We have these desires and we hear these words and we say, "Hey, you are called to the nations. You are called to the mission field." And some of us, some of you may say, "Let's do it. Sign me up." But I have also learned that not everybody says, "Sign me up." I have also learned that you hear that and you hear the nations and you hear the mission field and you say, "Let's go and let's preach the gospel and let's go here, let's go there, or go to another country," or whatever the case may be. And somebody might say, "That is not me. That's not, sorry." Right? "Don't show me that clipboard. I don't want to sign up." Whatever the reason may be, maybe the nations, when somebody says you're called to the nations, to the mission fields, maybe you may say, "I don't want it." Or maybe you may say, that's overwhelming. Right? You're telling me go and preach to all these people, and right? That's too much. You're asking for too much. That's no, whoa. Calm down a little bit. Calm down, right? Can somebody come on up and share their testimony? And on Zoom, can somebody pray? And right? They act like they're taking notes. Oh, wait, I'm telling on myself. Sorry. I understand that over time, I've seen that people have felt like that's too much. That's a little overwhelming. Maybe that is not for me. But even for those people, I say you are called to the nations, to the mission field. And maybe you're just not there. We'll get there. Amen? We'll get there. Like I said, the mission field can be your workplace. It can be your school. It can be your house. It can be your neighbors. Right? Whoever you come in contact with, by the way you live your life, right? By the way you live, by the way you conduct yourself, that can become an attraction to somebody to say, what's happening in your life, right? What's going on in your life? I see that you don't act this way, or I see that when everybody's acting like this, you don't do this. What happens? What's going on? And you're able to share the message of the cross, the message of what Jesus did in your life. Maybe you may say, I don't fit, I don't fit in, or I don't deserve it. Right? There's maybe many thoughts. It could be fear. It could be laziness. There's been many times where I'm at work, I think I've said this before, I'll say it again, where I'm at work and you think, man, when I get home, I'm going to do this. We're going to go here. I'm going to take them here and this and this. And you have a great plan. And then you get home and what happens? You sit down on the couch and it's dinner time, then it's bedtime, and then tomorrow. All right? And it happens. And that's okay. Right? That's okay. But we think calling to the nations, that might be too much. Kind of scary maybe, I don't know. But I still believe you are called. I still believe that we are all called to the nations. But let's bring it down a bit. And when I say let's simplify it a bit, the importance is still great. Okay? But let's simplify it a bit. As I believe we're called to the nations, as I believe that these miracles, signs, and wonders that happened then can still happen now, I still believe that if you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, because His Word says it. Right? We still believe that these things, right, shall follow those who believe in the name of Jesus. Amen? We still believe these things can happen. And depending on where we're at, we may say, as I said already, that's a little much. That's a little overwhelming. Call to the nations, that's huge. So if that's too much, let's simplify it a bit. And we're called to a family, a church family, a church team. I like team. All those in favor? But in verses 14 through 16, it tells us about the men He picked here. Right? It tells us about the people that He picked to form this squad, this team, right? This team of apostles that are going to change the world. I'm going to pick these 12, right? And it's important to note that He did it after a night of prayer, right? It's important to note that He was praying to the Father before He selected these 12. He didn't select the 12 and then say, Lord, bless these 12, right? He was in prayer. And it's a reminder, I'll raise my hand first, to me, it's a reminder to us about the importance of praying over when we make decisions, when we have to make these decisions, big or small, whatever they may be. Pray to the Lord. Ask for His wisdom. Seek godly counsel. Amen? But we see after prayer, after a night of prayer, He picked these guys. And you may say, the nation's a little too much. And you may have said, I don't fit in to this plan. Or I don't deserve this plan. Let's talk about these guys a little bit, can we? We're going to do it anyways. But it introduces us some guys, some characters here, and we're not going to talk about all of them, just the good ones. But we see here right off the bat, and when it gives us this list, it says that He selected These named them apostles, and Simon, who he also named Peter, was first on the list. And this guy we know, very popular, right? But this guy, let me read a couple of things that he did, just real briefly. It says he denied Jesus, okay? 3 times, okay? We know this. He chopped off the ear of a guard, the temple. Chopped it off when they came to arrest Jesus, right? He was told at one point by Jesus, "Get behind me, Satan," okay? This guy was impulsive, right? We always compare ourselves to him, right? Things he did, you're like, what? Slow down, calm down. What are you doing? What? Be careful, stop, right? This guy, when he saw Jesus, just ran out, jumped off a boat and just went to Jesus, right? He didn't say, hey, let's paddle, calm down, paddle. Like, just, I'm gone, right? He moved like that. Right? We know what the Lord does through his life in the book of Acts. But this guy who had these little issues, he was one of the choices on this team. We have James and John, known as the sons of thunder. Right? When they rejected the message in Samaria, they said, Jesus, how about we call on thunder from on high and just destroy everybody? Let's just wipe them out right now, right? These guys, they were asked, hey, can they sit at the right and at the left? They said, you don't know what you're asking about. These guys that wanted to destroy a people, he said, I pick you guys on my team. You guys are on my team. You guys are going to be part of the 12. Philip. Philip's on the team. Amen. Great choice. We're going to move on. No. Philip, I'm going to point something out. At one point in time, Jesus told Philip, have you been with me so long and not known me? And I saw this and I got encouraged that Philip is on the team. Because sometimes how many of us had felt, I'm just not understanding this. I'm just not getting it. And sometimes to the point where we're getting frustrated, or we're almost, hopefully not, prayfully not, we're losing hope and we're getting discouraged, right? But we bind discouragement in the name of Jesus. But we're at a point where we're like, I'm just not getting it. I'm listening and I'm trying and I'm this. I say to you, keep going. But Philip was on this team. He said, Jesus said, that guy, right? He says, you've been with me so long and yet you're not getting it. Right? Even that person, I want you on my team. If you feel that way, if that's you, Jesus says, I call you to this team. I call you to this family. Bartholomew or Nathaniel, he's the one who famously said, what good can come out of Nazareth? Right? They said, we found him. We found the Christ. We found him. Great news. And he said, I don't think anything good can come out of that. It's almost like the guy we're going to learn about after, right? Doubting Thomas, right? There's a doubter. Didn't believe. Matthew was a tax collector. Matthew was in a class with tax collectors, were in a class with murderers, sinners. They were low, not looked upon very well. Those are on the team. Judas Iscariot, called a traitor here. He's the one who would betray Jesus. But we see here all these issues. Yet this was the team that Jesus picked. This was the team that Jesus picked. These were the men called apostles that were going to change the world, turn the world upside down. And we say, well, the nations are overwhelming. And let's think about, he called you to a team. He called you to this family. He called you here to this place. He called you here with your issues, with your quirks, with your whatever the case may be, strangeness, weirdness, right? In your circle, there's somebody that's weird. In your family, somebody's strange. If you look around and you're like, I don't think so, then maybe that's you, right? If you can't find the weird one in the family, then right? Bingo. Everybody in watching online, you decide who the weird one is? But with all the quirks and all the different things that we have in our lives, sometimes we're hardest on ourselves and we say, I don't deserve it. I don't belong. You think if you had to choose a team, you would have picked these guys if they gave you a list? Denies Jesus. No way. Right? No way I'm going to want this guy. I want somebody who's going to be loyal all the time. Right? You want a list and you do your statistics and analytics and all these numbers and all these things, and you're going to say, here's the perfect team. But Jesus says, with what they have, I can work with that. With what you have, you struggle in understanding, I can still work with that. Right? I can still work with that. Do not give up. Continue to move on forward. Hebrews 10:5 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another. We're to gather, we're to assemble, right? I know these times it makes it tough. But thanks to technology, Zoom, we got some squares there, right? We can meet here partially. But we're to assemble and not neglect that. We're to come together and not neglect that. It says exhorting one another, and exhorting means to encourage one another, right? I don't feel like I fit in this family. I don't feel like I fit in this place. I don't feel, right? Everyone here, encourage one another. Everyone here, help each other out. We're called to this place. Right now we're called, if it's seasonal, if it's long-term, whatever the case may be, we're here right now. Right? And I pray that every time you are here, every time you log in, you tune in, every time if you're visiting, every time you are here, we pray that you are ministered by the Lord. We pray that you receive what the Lord has for you. We pray that you feel welcome. We pray that the Lord moves in your life. We pray that the blessings He has for us are for you as well. Right? We pray that you feel the love of God. When you're in this place, when you log in, whatever the case may be. Why? Because He called us to a team, right? We called us to a group, to a church family, to work together. Well, that guy's tough to work with. Sorry, he's on your team. He got drafted by your team. Pray for a trade. No. We're called to a team, to a family. And it's a beautiful thing. When the family comes together in unity and allows the hand of God to move. It's a beautiful thing when a family can come together, when a group of people can come together and line up their hearts to the Lord. Right? And say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Lord, do your will. It's a beautiful thing when that happens. Just think of the 12 sons of Jacob, the ones that are the leaders of the tribe of Israel. These guys took their younger brother, right? I'm not going to get into every one of those. But just these guys, we know, took their brother and threw him in a pit, sold them, told their dad, hey, he's dead, right? Plotted this whole thing, got the blood, all these things, right? And they did all these things, and yet God said, these are the representatives of the 12 tribes of Israel. Right? We know when we see the lineage of Jesus and we see all the people that are in the line of Jesus, we see all the mistakes, all the issues, the people that are in it. And like I said, if it was up to us to pick the list, we're like, that person's not in, that person's not in, that person's not in. Right? But God said, I can work with that. You are part of this team. You are part of this church family. You are part of what I'm doing in your life and people's life. We're going to take it one step further. We're doing good. And if the thought of a church family or church team is too much, so we have call to the nations. That might be a little too much. Call to this church team. And by the way, if we're picking a team, first pick, guys, just so you guys know, right here. But if all these things are too much, this is overwhelming. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know. We're focusing on the nations. Wow, we're focusing on being part of this big group. I don't know if I can do that. In verse 12 and 13, I'll read it again. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when was day, he called his disciples to himself. We're called to the nations. We're called to a family. We're called to himself. Amen? We're called, it says, after prayer, he came and he called the disciples to himself. Mark 3:13 says this, which is the same story. It says, and he went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him. So he came, and out of the disciples, he says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12. You are my apostles. I choose you. And Jesus has called us to himself. He calls us first to salvation. Right? He calls us first to repent of our sins. Make things right with the Lord. He calls us to follow him. He calls us to be his disciples. To learn from him, and may I add, to never stop learning. Right? We're always, I know they were called apostles and they were sent out, but they were always disciples, always learning. And we're to always be learning, 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 and learning. Amen? He calls us to be disciples. He calls us to develop a personal relationship. And I thank you for your prayer at the end. He calls us to a friendship. He calls us to himself. Right? I call you to the nation. I call you to a group. I call you to a family. But I call you to myself, he says. I'm calling you personally. Right? I'm calling you by name. I'm calling you. I'm calling you. I'm calling you. Come to me. Come follow me. Come learn. Come drink of the water. Come receive what I have for you. He calls us to this special friendship. He calls us to have that one-on-one intimacy, communion with him. Nations is too much. Church group, family, team, that's too much. Let's focus on Jesus. He calls you to him, to himself, that you may grow in him, right? The apostles were with him. They had this friendship with him. They were learning from him, and then they were commissioned, they were sent out, right? They received power from the Spirit, power from above, and they went out and changed the world. They were his witnesses to the ends of the world. People were touched. Lives were touched. But it started at this point where they were called to himself. Right? Nations, sign me up. And we're doing and we're going and we're doing. I think of Mary and Martha, where Martha says, Jesus, look, she's not doing nothing. And he says, Mary has chosen the good things to be at the feet of Jesus. To be worshiping the Lord. To spend time with Jesus. Sometimes we go and we do and we volunteer and we help and we say and we this and that and that. And praise God. Continue. I encourage you. Continue on. But sometimes, I'll raise my hand first. We go and we may wear ourselves out or we forget the good things. Stop. Be at the feet of Jesus. Spend time with the Lord. He has called us to himself. Doesn't matter the age. Doesn't matter the place, where you're at, where you think you are. He has called you to salvation. He has called you to follow Him. And then the Word tells us in the book of Mark, as I read, that when He called those that He wanted, it says, and they came to Him. They made a choice to be His disciple. As the Lord calls you, we have to make that choice. We have to make the choice. It's a free will gift. We choose to follow Him. Right? We make that choice to follow, to listen, and to obey. And the question is today and always, what is our choice? Choose who you will serve. Choose you this day who you will serve. Who are we choosing? Who are we living for? Who are we following? We know that Jesus is the way, is the truth, is the life. And He, and only Him, He is the only way to the Father. He is the only mediator. I'll get it right. He is the only one paid the price for our sins. He has called you to Himself. When Jesus says, follow me, we need to understand this. When Jesus says, follow me, that means He is placing Himself in the role of the leader. When somebody says, if I go up to you, I say, Robin, follow me. That means I'm saying, I know where I'm going, or I think I know where I'm going. Just follow me. I've just put myself in a place of, I'm going to lead you somewhere. When Jesus says, follow me, we need to know and understand that He has put Himself in the place to lead. And when He is leading, when He is driving, that's the best place to be. Blessed, that's a blessed place too. But it's the best place to be. When He says, follow me, He places Himself in this role. He doesn't say, follow me, and then step aside and say, figure it out. When He says, follow me, He says, trust and just go with me. Listen to what I have to say. Be a part of what I'm doing. This love, this desire, this whatever the calling is will grow and come out. Don't focus on the nations. Don't, if it's scaring you, don't focus on the Lord. He says, follow me. When we drive somewhere, when we're driving somewhere, you're in a caravan. There's usually one person that knows where they're going, right? You're going somewhere, whatever the case may be. And what do you do if you're following? You're focused the whole time on that car, right? It's the blue car. It's the blue whatever it is. It's the blue van, and I'm following that van. And what happens? Cars get in the middle, and now you're like, oh, no, and you're telling whoever's driving, hey, focus on that car. Did it turn? Did it exit? And you're just focused on that vehicle. And if they turn, you better not miss that turn because now you're lost. Right? But you're focused on that lead car and you're trusting what? That you're going to get to that place. You're trusting that that person knows where they're going and you're trusting that you're going to get to that place. We have our phone, GPS, and you're just driving now. And then all of a sudden it says, turn right. Okay. And you just turn right. Why'd you turn here? I don't know. The phone said turn right. But we're trusting these things that they're going to get us there. They're going to get us to that place. When we follow the Lord, we need to trust and believe that the Lord is going to get us to that place. That we're in good hands with the Lord. He's going to get us there. It looks troubling ahead. There's cars that got in front. Keep your eyes on the Lord. He's going to get us there. Trust that we're in the best hands. Whatever the choice may be, we choose to follow Him. Can we pray? The choice come, the choice came. Everybody has had the choice. And everybody, as long as we're alive, has the choice always. To choose whom we will serve. I believe we are all called. We're called to the nations. We're called to be part of a family, but we're called to Himself, to Him. Jesus calls us to Himself. He calls us to spend time with Him, to have a relationship with Him. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ we know that as these choices are made daily, I know even that there's times where some people choose to reject You, Lord. And for those people, Lord, I pray Your grace over them, Your mercy over them, Lord. May they have a revelation of Your love, Your goodness, Lord. As the prodigal son came to his senses, Lord, we pray, Father God, for an enlightenment, Lord. We pray, Father God, for that comfort. We pray for that revelation, Lord. We pray for repentance, Lord. Today is the day of salvation in their lives, Lord. And we thank You, Lord Jesus. As these choices sometimes may be difficult, Lord, may overwhelming, whatever the case may be, Lord, we pray for Your wisdom, Lord. We pray for Your understanding. We pray You are the God of comfort, Lord. We pray that the eyes, the focus be set on You always, Lord. We trust in You, Lord. We trust that in Your hands is the best place, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that You call us. You say, follow Me, Lord, and You do not leave us or forsake us, Lord. We thank You for Your help, Lord. We thank You that in spite of our issues, Lord, we thank You that in spite of what we have done, what we do, Lord, You still say, come, Lord. And we thank You for that, Lord. Father, we give You honor, we give You glory, Lord. We give You praise, Lord. We thank You that You have called us, Lord, to Your kingdom. We thank You, Lord, that You call us sons and daughters, Lord. You call us friends, Lord. We pray You just continue to move in our lives, Lord. Continue to transform us, Lord. Thank You once again for healing, Lord. Touching lives, Lord. Father, we bless Your name, Lord. May it be our desire always to bring You honor and glory, to worship You, to praise You, Lord, to share of Your goodness, Lord, to help those that are in need, Lord. Father, we thank You, Jesus. We give You honor, we give You glory. In Your name, amen.